Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to Reality Radio. My name is Andrew Kirk. It took me today speaking with Ashley Brooke from Rivals 3 and Real Exposure. I'm very excited to be speaking with her today. If you guys want to tune in, you guys can tune in on blogtalkradio.com/talkingrealityTV. The link is posted on at Reality Radio Pod's Twitter, so as well as my Twitter at CC Grady Kirk, and I believe this is her on the line. Is Ashley?
Yes, that's me. Hi.
Hey, Ashley, how's it going? This is Andrew. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
Doing very well. I'm so excited to finally be talking with you. How's everything going?
Good. I'm kind of nervous for some reason.
you got nothing to be worried about. I'm definitely glad to be finally talking with you. So my first question is, you were on Real Explosion for three episodes. Being on the challenge for as long as you have, do you feel like people are starting to get to know the real you?
Yeah, of course, a little bit better. I mean, that house makes everything so intense and so crazy. I mean, my girlfriends are always like, oh my gosh, you hardly ever like go crazy like that on people. Of course, I said hardly ever because obviously sometimes I do. But, like, everything is just super intensified and stressful, so you're kind of, like, on edge. I mean, everybody in that house is trying to take $300,000 from you is the way I look at it. It's a different environment. But, yeah, I feel like at least this season a little bit more people are getting to see that I'm, you know, my softer side and that I'm not as crazy maybe as they think. Not as crazy. Definitely still crazy, though.
Yeah, you're... I think the quote you said from the first episode, we all have to be crazy to be on reality TV, am I right?
Seriously, though. It's not like they're going to take, like, a boring, normal person. Well, I don't know. Jenna's pretty normal, and she does really good. So.
So, yeah, going into the house, I mean, you guys didn't know what the format was, but did you have a good idea of what it was? Because, I mean, you saw who was in the house.
Oh,
you saw
Corey.
Did you have a feeling it was going to be Rival 3?
Yeah, no, like, I didn't know what it was going to be. I was just praying that it wasn't, like, I thought it was going to be Rivals because everyone was whispering. I didn't know shit. It was my first challenge. So everyone kind of knew somebody, had somebody coming into the house, alliances already. I'm coming in just hoping the whole house doesn't hit me, like, on the real world. And it's like, please, like, let me have some friends in this house so I don't go mental. But, yeah, I was just hoping it wasn't with, like, that Jamie China from The Real World. I was like, God, if I see her, I'm just going to turn around and head back to San Francisco. But when I figured out it was going to be with Corey, I was so freaking excited, one, because he did amazing last season, and two, because, like, he's a sweetheart, so he doesn't love Corey.
Mm-hmm. So you guys going into this challenge were on good terms?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean – we weren't, like, best buddies. It's not like we'd hit him up or we'd hit each other up. But, like, if he was in San Francisco, he messaged me. And every once in a while, just, like, you know, Facebook friends and things like that. It's not like we were calling each other, talking on the regular or nothing. But I wouldn't say that we had, like, major problems, no.
Yeah. Unlike some of these pairs. I mean, Bananas and Sarah weren't
talking prior to going into that.
So
I tell everyone this, that if I didn't have Corey, like, my first challenge, I get so nervous and so scared and so paranoid. Like, I'm always afraid that they're going to, like, debate me. And if I didn't have Corey, like, pretty much holding my hand and coddling me, I would have been so much worse probably. So I'm so happy he was there.
Yeah, I'd be happy too if he was my partner. He was, like, one of the best guys in that whole house. I mean, he's very likable. Nobody's ever going to throw him in. And he knows what he's doing.
Yes, he's a very strong competitor.
So I know you had a couple other former roommates in the house. How was your relationship with Thomas going into the season? We'll definitely get into him later on
in this
interview.
Like, yeah, I would say non-existent. Like, I really hadn't talked to Tom at all. So I wasn't exactly sure, but I mean, I knew that we didn't have, like, major problems, whatever. He wasn't with Jamie. They broke up. So I was like, thumbs up to that. I didn't have, and with Jenna, hardly, not much contact either with her. So honestly, I felt like there was only one person in that whole entire house that I even kind of knew, and that was Corey.
Uh-huh. And right off the bat, when you got into the house and you met all the new cast members, who did you vibe with the most?
Well, I said this in the after show, which they didn't show. They didn't show everything in the after show, but you know, this show is, so don't think like everything on there is like exactly the way it was. But I mean, at the airport when I saw Jamie, we actually went and got coffee together the first thing at the airport. So I'm definitely bonded with him, and just, I mean, honestly, it was just like who was in my room. Honestly, right off the bat, to be truthful, me and Simone were like pretty good. It was like me, Cheyenne, Simone, and Jess all in a room. I mean, I remember us all playing in the water, in the beach. Like, we were pretty close. That's why I think I was so blindsided when I heard she was telling Jamie that stuff. I was like, what in the actual fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, like I said on Twitter the other night, that's not the first time she's done it on MTV. I mean, there was on original Are You the One, I don't know if you've seen her season or not. It was airing the same time as your guys' season. A Royal Explosion, she and a girl, Shanley, were rivals, and she would always go up to the guy that Shanley was into and be like, oh, blah, 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 she's not into as much, she should be careful with that, and like I said, she's definitely done it before.
Huh. Oh, yeah, I mean, she's just a jealous girl. I mean, I don't know why she would do that, or no, I didn't watch her show because I didn't even know who she was. I don't really, to be honest, before the challenge, I wasn't watching much TV or reality TV at all. So the challenge definitely has made me watch more. But yeah, I've heard things like that. I mean, obviously she has a lot of hate, but I mean, she's really not as, I mean, I didn't think that she was as evil as people portrayed her or set her out to be until she did it to me, you know, to kind of give people the better of the doubt. And, you know, I don't judge other people based on what they tell me. I judge people based on the way they do me personally. So when it was done to me, I was just like, well, I see now. I see how you truly are.
Yeah. So yeah, going into when TJ talks, names all the teams and you see everybody lined up, who did you and Corey think was your biggest competition?
Oh, everyone knew Sarah and Johnny were, for sure. Or Bananas, pardon. Bananas and Sarah. I mean, obviously, because, I mean, they're the most bet of everybody. And definitely Leroy. Like, we just, that whole room, because you had the boys' room, and it had Johnny Riley, it had Leroy and Vince and Bananas. And so we knew that room was all going to be an alliance. They were all best buddies. They've all known each other forever. So we knew, like, that whole room was just dangerous in general. So it was, like, when Jess, like, did leave, I felt really bad because Jess was my best friend in the house. Still love that girl to death.
Love her.
Oh, gosh. She has a heart of gold. But so when they left, I mean, I was sad because it was my best friend in the house, but it also was like, oh, okay, great, because kind of starting to break that alliance up a little bit.
Uh-huh. And then who in your mind was a term that was given by one of your old roommates, Jay and Jenna, who was the layup in your guys' mind? Who was the weakest team?
I would say we thought just about any of the Are You the One. I think pretty much the whole house, the whole house kind of felt like that. Like, Are You the One was just going to be really weak teams. So, I mean, we definitely thought, like, Brandon and Bree, because he wouldn't even jump out of the airplane, and everyone just had their targets on Are You the One to begin with, so they seemed pretty easy.
Yeah, yeah. So you go to that first challenge, the Heights challenge, the squad. I don't remember what it was called. What was your mindset going into that? Were you excited? Were you nervous?
It was called Lean On Me. It was called Lean On Me, I think. And I was so nervous, yeah. I could have thrown up. It was, hold on, let me end this call. How do I end it? Not yours. Sorry, I'm getting a beep. Anyways, I'm sorry. No, I was so nervous. I literally could have thrown up. I was like, oh, my God. Corey's like, are you okay? Like, it's okay. I'm like, not because of the heights, because I just wanted to show everyone that I was a strong competitor, because I know people didn't know much about me and thought I was just a prissy, like, crazy person. But I'm like, I was a national champion cheerleader. I played softball. I played soccer. I was a gymnast. So it's like, I knew that I was going to do well, and I just couldn't wait to show everybody, and I was just so nervous for the first competition because I really wanted to make my mark. Like, when we didn't get to the fourth stall, I was so pissed. He was like, you did good on your first time. You did good. And I'm like, no, fuck that. We should have done better.
Yeah, you guys did really good. I mean, a lot of the teams got three. There was two that got four. Then Jenna and Vince, they killed it. So they won that one.
Such a beast.
Barbie beast, as your partner called it.
Yeah, she is a Barbie beast. She's so pretty. You just don't expect this girl. She's just like so laser focused when she's out there. She really is. It's cool.
So let's actually backtrack a little bit. We actually skipped your little thing with Jamie.
Oh, no, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. We can just skip right over that.
We gotta talk about Jamie, Ashley. What was it like meeting Jamie, and were there any other guys that you thought were attractive that you had your eye on?
Okay, well, coming to the house, everyone's good looking. Like, people on social media are so ruthless. Like, I see them ripping me apart, everyone apart. I'm like, come on, Egg. Everyone's like good looking people. So it was very overwhelming at first, very nice by the pool. But definitely Jamie was just very easy to talk to, and I think that's why I liked him from the very first night, from even, like I said, in the airport when we were all traveling to Mexico. It was nice to just kind of, like, have someone that you talk about and not the game, I guess, like actual life and back home and get to know each other. It was nice to kind of, it's like an escape. So I really started talking to him, and he was kind of my escape from the game and my, like, the little bit sense of reality. It was, you know, my eyes were set on him, obviously.
Was there anybody else in the house that has my eye?
All the guys are good looking. Of course, every girl thinks Tony's good looking. Every girl in the house thought Tony was, but he's, like, insane as well. That's okay. I love you, Ted. Thank you. But, not really. I wasn't looking for a love. I was not looking for a relationship. You know who was the best looking guy in that house? TJ, because he was the one that was going to give me $300,000. That's who I like best in the house.
TJ Lavin.
Like,
the
I
man.
Even told Corey, when it comes down to it, I didn't come here to find a boyfriend. I didn't come here to find a friend. And if it comes down to it, I don't care who I have to vote in. I'll put Jamie himself in. I don't care. I'll put my cousin in. I don't care.
Yeah, that's why you got the best partner. I mean, he has the exact same mindset as you. You guys, just this past episode, I can actually ask you about that now. With the twist of having two teams in, I mean, you guys obviously threw in the new team, Amanda and Nelson. How hard was it for Corey to listen to you and be like, we should throw Thomas in, Simone's,
I'm
not getting along with Simone
almost.
very well.
Okay, well, it was a whole day event of, like, me and Corey going back and forth, me crying, him saying, like, come on, girl, you know I love you. I'm like, no, because every time I'd walk into the room, Simone would start popping off at the mouth, just under her breath, like, oh, Lord, I couldn't even live with it. Like, I didn't want to be in my room. I just, like, straight up chilled in the boys' room the whole day. That's why I put up ultimatums. I'm like, listen, you can keep Simone's fucking barking ass if you'd like, but then you have to move her into your room. I said it to Corey and Thomas because they weren't staying in the same room. I said, if y'all want to keep her to stay, then you have to live with her. Because you think, I have to wake up, I have to do my makeup for an hour, do my hair before challenges. I have to have her barking at me, getting me out of the game. This wasn't just emotional. This is also gameplay. I mean, I don't want to wake up every morning and be miserable or have her, like, fighting. She's getting fights with people before challenges. This girl was just barking at everyone. Believe me, I'm not the last in the house. So it was like, it was for my own mental sanity. And I think he finally came to the point to see that, because once I said, you put her in your damn room and see if you can whip her with her, he was like, nope. And so did Thomas. Thomas was like, hell no. So that's kind of how that went down.
Yeah. So, going backwards a little bit, you guys won this past challenge. What was it like actually being like, oh, I won something in this game?
Like, I was so excited. I was just like, ah! Anyone that doubted me or like, because we did so good on that one. And we had practiced. That was my cheerleader moves coming in handy there. Like, we had practiced the jumping together. And he's not much taller than me, so that really helped. But, I mean, also, I almost arm in the process. I literally still have scars all at my back had second degree rote burn. For the rest of the season, I can't even hardly move my arms. I think Sarah explained it in her podcast, but I mean, it was miserable. I woke up every morning screaming. It was so bad. But I just kept begging production. I'm like, please don't send me home. I did not want to go home like Leroy, especially since I just won a challenge. I'm like, hell yes. So I was really excited for that dinner, but also I did not want to vote two people in. I didn't want to make enemies. I was like, maybe we should have just downplayed how good we were so that we don't have to make enemies.
Mm-hmm. That's the hardest thing about the challenge is you want to do well, but at the same time, you don't want to make enemies, and especially it's going to be interesting seeing what happens next week because both teams that you guys picked to go in and came back and Johnny and Jessica go home. So are you guys a little bit worried about those two teams? I mean, I know they're not like top teams, but were you guys a little bit worried about them coming after you guys?
Oh, of course. I mean, you don't want anyone in this house to come after you. And like I said earlier, like literally bananas would call me paranoid Pam because I would think everyone was coming after me. I get so nervous. I really did not want to go home. I was having a blast in that house. I love the competitions. I loved everybody besides Simone, and I even loved her at once. And not saying I won't love her again. I mean, whatever. I just really had a blast. So I was so nervous these teams were going to come back, especially Simone and Thomas, because I had to live with her again. It was like I was on cloud nine, and I went down into the pits of hell because that was just, oh, when both of those teams came back, oh, I was just thinking, why? Like, what did I do to deserve this?
Yeah. So a couple episodes ago, you and Nicole, you thought you saw something with Nicole and Jamie. What happened after that? I know you spoke about that on the after show, but what happened with you and Nicole after that whole thing happened with in the club?
Before the night was even over and the next morning, I, like, profusely apologized a million times. That was so embarrassing and stupid. I don't know what was going on. Way too much tequila, definitely. But, no, but you know what? Simone actually brought it up on the after show, which made me remember because that's completely forgotten. Because I really love Nicole to death. She is hilarious. Her and Donnie together playing off each other is probably one of my favorite things. Like, I would watch a show with
both
to it. Her head motion. Oh, my God. I love them. So, yeah. So I think we buried it. I mean, Nicole's adorable. And it was just me being stupid. But Simone reminded me. It was kind of like building up. Because what had happened was that day, during the daytime, we're all relaxing in the house. And I walked into Corey and Jamie's room to, I don't know, probably annoy Corey somehow. But, and she was sitting on Jamie's bed, and as soon as I walked in, she, like, hopped up. Like, something was weird. I'm like, that was awkward. But I think, like, she was probably just trying to be respectful and, like, not sit on Jamie's bed or something. But I just really wouldn't have gave a damn. What kind of made me wonder was because she jumped up so fast. I was like, oh, well, what was that about? So I think then it just kind of got in the back of my head. You add about 10 shots of tequila, and it came to the forefront of my brain, obviously, sadly.
Yeah. Yeah. So a big topic of discussion on Twitter is the whole situation of MTV bringing in Are You the One. How did you interact with some of the people on the cast from Are You the One? Did you have anybody that you liked from Are You the One on the show?
Oh, my gosh. Christina is my favorite little flower child. She's such a little hippie. I love that girl so much. I really didn't have a problem with any of them because I felt as though I was almost on the outside as well. Like, I was, on the real world for, like, one day or something. So, like, I didn't really feel like I was, you know, kind of part of them either. So I just really came into that house with open arms and, like, really wanted everyone to accept me, and I wanted to accept everyone. I love Cheyenne. She's probably the prettiest girl in the house. Like, she's so beautiful and funny. Devin was funny, but I just read on Twitter that he was ripping me on Facebook Live or something. I don't know. I can't keep up with all this, honestly. So I guess fuck Devin. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. Yeah, I liked everyone. I mean, I try to like everyone in real life and like anyone that meets me in the streets or any of my friends will tell you, I try to get along with everyone. I'm nice to everyone. I bury hatchets. So yeah, I like
Are you still living in the San Francisco area?
Yes, but I think by the end of the month I'm moving to Vegas. So I don't know. I might die. No, I'm just kidding. I do like conventions, trade shows, like modeling, that type of stuff. Booth Bay, working for beer companies like Bud Light Girl, things like that. So, I mean, it's so much cheaper in Vegas and so much more work. So I love you, Bay Area, but I just don't know. I don't think it's worth
it
anymore.
I'm actually 2 hours from the Bay Area. I'm in a town called Modesto, which is about 2 hours from
there. I know Modesto.
Oh, nice. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, because there's some bad things that happen with Modesto that I don't want to get into, but...
Yeah,
if you know the name Scott Peterson,
I won't speak on it. It's none of my business.
Yeah. So next week we see a bunch of the stuff. Tell me about this whole without giving like any spoilers about the whole Would You Rather game. How fun was it a fun one? Was it one of your favorite challenges?
Well, fun is pushing it. Okay, that's a very strong word. But, I mean, remember I was really, really injured under both armpits, so I can't even put my arms on hardly. So they'd have to put me, like, in an ambulance, like a Mexican ambulance, and shoot me with pain medication in my ass. And the guys, and, like, nurses or doctors that were shooting me up, I guess, in my butt with these pain meds, didn't even speak English. All they knew was tough, and they just kept calling me tough. So before we got started, I was nervous because we kind of had to use our arms a little bit in one of the challenges, and in one of the parts of the contest or of the challenge. So I was nervous, but yeah, it was fun. It was definitely an experience.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. I mean, there's a lot of crazy stuff. I mean, rather than eat brains than eat balls, I mean. I mean, you guys know what you're
like
doing when you sign up for this. I mean, they can do anything they want with you guys pretty much, huh?
Oh, Lord, yeah. I think a lot of the times, even people like, I think Nani, I heard her saying stuff like, why do I sign myself up for this? And one of the competitions later and the challenges later in the show, I can just remember. I mean, we're like, oh, do you hate us? Do you hate us, MTV, Buddy Murray? Like, what's going on, DJ? Why would you do this to us?
Later in the preview, you see Thomas versus Bananas, Thomas versus Mints. Give us a little bait on what that's all about.
I don't know what I can say without giving away. It was just over nothing. Like, it literally escalated so quick. No one saw that coming. It literally came out of nowhere. On a just a laid-back, relaxing night. So, yeah, it's definitely interesting. Thomas has some big balls. I got to give that kid cred because he was not backing down. And, again, it's just another – when there are incidents that don't involve me, I'm like, yay, look. You got to always give Corey a high five. I'm like, I didn't do it. See? I didn't do it this time.
Yeah, being out of the drama, I mean, I remember on the after show, you guys, Simone was like, oh, we don't have TV, so this is TV for you.
Oh, yeah, like, that's the reason everyone in the house is, I mean, everyone's so bored, you know, so lots of drinking and lots of stupid stuff. You learn so much about these people, you have no idea. So, yeah, it gets pretty boring in there, so a lot of things always come to the surface, I feel like.
Uh-huh. Well, we got a caller on the line. Let me see who this is. It's 703. Let's bring him on.
Oh, okay.
How's it going? Can you hear us? I guess not. Maybe there's a call in the list, and you can also call in the list. But anyways, I think we pretty much covered everything. I mean, it's definitely – is there anything that we missed, that I missed, that you want to touch on the first five episodes?
Okay, yeah, sure. I think there's some things I'd like to say because I've noticed on Twitter that, you know, Jamie really hasn't said anything. Like, he forgives me, but it's kind of funny because after the after show, we were done filming. We saw everything that happened. We had, like, many conversations about it, and I thought we were cool, but he really hasn't said anything to indicate to anyone that we are. So just so everyone knows, I did go into deep apologies to Jamie, and I would like to just talk about that whole thing actually before we get off here, because what had happened was the night before I had said those things to Jess in bed, just girl talk, hungover. Jamie and I had got into a fight. He was yelling, I was yelling. At one point, I was sitting at the dining room table. He came in and started, like, berating me, yelling, like, over top of me, calling me names. And I was doing the same back. You know, I was calling him names, yelling, too. But so that's what happened was the next day, me and Jess were just talking about that. And so I came in with the, you know, whatever, just being a bitch, being a girl. Every single one of my girlfriends called me at least once a month to complain about their boyfriend or say bad things. It doesn't mean they mean it. They're just wanting to, like, release, vent, and get it off their chest. Like, just kind of bitch, just bitch, you know, bitch and complain to their girlfriend. That's kind of what I was doing. I was just bitching and complaining to make me feel better for a little bit, pretty hard the night before. He even threatened to throw me in. So even though I think I had won the challenge. So that was pretty funny. I mean, we still even laugh about that. But so everyone's, like, really, really fucking pissed at me because the whole Jamie thing. And just know that, I don't know, I guess that's my side of the story.
Yeah. What happens on the challenge stays on the challenge pretty much. So it's kind of
exactly.
It's
like, people don't know exactly what's going on. Like, there's so much stuff that you guys don't see. Everything is picked and put there for reasons, for shock value, to make, you know, people seem much more exaggerated. Personalities and incidents are much more exaggerated than they really were in real life, you know, because you're only seeing seconds of it, that where it goes crazy. You're not seeing the build up or the come down. So, yes.
Lastly, last before we go, I know you were on the very first reroll that had a twist. What do you think of this past reroll, if you watched any of it? What do you think of this whole go big or go home twist?
It was very interesting. I definitely watched all of it. I think the whole house situation was interesting in general. It made me feel awkward to even watch the show half the time. I'd have to, like, walk out because of some of the things that were said and the way people acted. I was like, oh, God. And I can't makes my skin crawl. But it was definitely cool, I mean, I guess.
Do you feel like Real World is having difficulty trying to come up with new twists after how great your guys' season was and how great Skeletons was? I mean, I felt like this season for me was kind of – it was okay. It wasn't the best, but, I mean, it was just okay to me.
I know, like, the challenges weren't that hard. Like, that was fun. I'm like, shit, I wish they gave us something to do when I was in the Real World house. They put these kids up in Vegas, put them on a limo. We're in San Francisco walking by foot. They wouldn't even get us a damn taxi. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? They're on helicopters. They're jumping off of buildings. I'm over here in a hot tub. That's all we got. So, yeah, I don't know what they're going to do for the next twist. Maybe they should just go back to the old school format. I don't know. That wasn't working.
Yeah,
well. Maybe
I
they should bring their parents
would, but
in.
I'm kind of thinking they won't. Yeah.
No. Who knows what they're going to do? Their genius minds can make it up, and we'll all sit here and watch now, won't we?
Yeah. Well, after this great experience that you've had on this challenge, would you do it again?
Oh, my God. Times 100. I had so much fun. I literally loved everyone. I loved all the vets and, you know, getting to know everyone, and it's like a vacation with a bunch of, like, mentally insane people.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad we finally got the chance to talk, Ashley. It was definitely great. I'm so glad you were able to call in and dish out on stuff you needed to dish out. That's what Reality Radio Podcast is here for. If you ever want to come back on any time later in the season, just let me know.
Oh, thanks. You're the best. I had a great time, and hopefully I'll talk to you soon, and keep watching, everyone. Keep me in those fantasy league stats.
Yeah, so if people want to follow you, they can follow you on Twitter at MTV Ashley Brook.
And Snapchat, MTV Ashley Brook. I keep it easy.
All right, very, very nice. Thank you so much, Ashley, for calling. You have a great rest of your day.
All right, have a great day. Thanks, y'all, for listening, and thanks for having me on.
All right, no problem. Thanks so much.
Bye.
That was a blast. I'm glad I got a chance to talk with Ashley. I have now I've officially talked with the whole original for the Real Explosion, actually, which is really cool. I spoke with a bunch of them during Real Explosion. Unfortunately, can't watch any of the interviews now because they're a spreecast. You have to spend money on it to watch a freaking episode. But I've spoken with the whole Real Exposure cast. I'm glad, not with the whole Real Exposure. I've spoken with all the originals and two of the exes. So thank you so much, Ashley, for calling in. You were definitely a great guest. As far as for future interviews goes, I know, I don't know when, but I know Corey, my boy, Corey Warren, wants to come on, and we'll definitely speak with him in the near future. As far as other guests goes, if you guys want to tweet some of the people that you want on, I mean, I know it's going to be difficult to get people like Bananas, like Wes, on here, but if you guys want to like reach out to somebody that you think would be easy to get on, like Ashley. I mean, I've spoken with so many people in the past, I can probably get some of them on, but if you guys want to reach out to them, please tweet me, tweet us, and tweet them at Reality Radio Pod is the Twitter handle. And you guys can follow myself at CCRadyKirk, and you guys can follow my co-host Whitney's at JNELMCG, and Stefan is, I always forget Stefan, so let me look his up real quick. Sanders CSS. That's Sanders capital S, and then capital CSS. So thanks so much, guys, for listening, and we will catch you guys next time. I know we got a Real World Rankings podcast coming up soon. The five seasons that Whitney and Stefan and myself have covered. We also have a I know the Big Brother cast is going to be revealed in a week, which is actually falls on my birthday. Our week one starts. So, guys, we got a lot to look forward to. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I will talk to you guys soon. Thanks, guys.